A semi-pro baseball team, a band performing at the Castle Theater, a mom visiting to watch her son play football, a family reunion, an author writing a book about historic Route 66. They've all stayed at Kevin Lewis's house, one of the top Airbnb destinations in Bloomington Normal. Lewis turned his 103-year-old bungalow on Locust Street into a short-term rental property, first as a way to make some extra money during a financial slump, and almost 2 years later, he's still doing it.
Financially, I don't need to now. Now I do it because I like it. I enjoy it. I'm a schmoozer and a people person anyway, so it's not unusual for me to spend a couple hours in the evenings with my guests, hanging out, talking, getting to know them.
In bigger cities and vacation destinations, Airbnb is now just part of the vernacular. 10 years after launching in San Francisco, Airbnb has survived horror stories and big city regulation to emerge as a poster child for the sharing economy, a go-to choice for travelers looking for a homey place to stay. Lewis is part of Bloomington Normal's nascent Airbnb scene, which now has dozens of regular listings. While cities like Chicago began tackling Airbnb regulation years ago, downstate markets like Bloomington Normal and Champaign are only reaching that point now. On one side are traditional Bloomington Normal hotels, many of which are struggling with low occupancies and see Airbnb hosts as unfair competition because they don't pay the same local hotel taxes or abide by the same guest safety rules. On the other side are Airbnb's loyal guests and hosts who say home-based, short-term rentals meet a consumer need that hotels simply can't replicate. Caught in the middle are local governments like Bloomington and Normal, which have seen flattening or falling tax revenue and consider Airbnb as a potential way of refilling the coffers. The Bloomington Normal Hotel and Lodging Association has asked the Bloomington and Normal Councils to take swift action on Airbnb regulation. Normal City Manager Pam Reese told GLT that city staff is researching the issue.
This is an issue that demonstrates how technology has driven a market faster than we can react to it.
Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner says he too is interested in the issue. Here's how Reese puts it.
Yes, we're willing to look at the topic and figure out what solutions we could potentially come up with for the problems associated with short-term rentals and the impact, but there are no easy solutions.
Kevin Lewis welcomed his first Airbnb guest at his Bloomington bungalow back in November 2016. Was it weird for him that first time having some stranger stay in his house?
You know, you're opening up your home to people that you don't know. There's always that trepidation, you know, is it going to work out? And I say I've had over 250 reservations completed, and I have yet ever to have an issue with any of my guests. They've always just been beyond reproach, full of integrity, always very pleasant, very nice people. So, yeah, it's been a very rewarding experience.
To be safe, Lewis has added a new rider to his State Farm homeowner's insurance on top of Airbnb's coverage. Lewis objects to claims by local hotel operators that Airbnb doesn't pay its fair share in taxes. Indeed, Airbnb does collect and remit state hotel taxes for Illinois bookings, although the Illinois Department of Revenue declined to reveal how much, citing taxpayer confidentiality. The concern now, according to hotel operators, is that Airbnb doesn't pay local hotel taxes. That's separate from the state tax. Bloomington and Normal city governments collect that 6% hotel tax, a portion of which goes to the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Bloomington collects $1.6 million in local hotel taxes annually. Normal collects about $1.3 million. More and more municipalities are considering short-term rental regulations because of that revenue opportunity and potential guest safety concerns. That's according to Mark Gordon, president and CEO of the Illinois Hotel and Lodging Association, which has pushed for more regulation.
We're fine with competing, but what we don't like is government giving them a free pass by not collecting the full amount of tax and basically not regulating.
Mayor Renner from Bloomington says short-term rental regulation was a hot topic at the recent U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting he attended in Boston. But he says there's not yet a good model ordinance being used in another city that would inform Bloomington's efforts.
I would say it's somewhere around second tier. Second tier doesn't mean it's not important. It just, obviously, 911 communication and expanding the local economy, minority police relationships, obviously crime generally, those are tier one.
Chicago's two-year-old attempt at regulation has been plagued by legal challenges, delays, and uneven enforcement. Here's Pam Reese from Normal.
It is something that we're going to talk about, and whether or not it makes sense to implement the hotel motel tax and make it more of a lodging tax, so it does apply to short-term rentals.
Airbnb guests and hosts interviewed by GLT are open to some limited regulation, but not more taxes. Kevin Lewis is one of them.
Beyond that, I mean, if they want to regulate it, I'm fine with that. Being a super host, it's pretty evident that the services I provide and, you know, the amenities and the location and the condition of the home and everything exceed people's expectations, so I wouldn't have any issue with that.
Champaign's Airbnb market is more mature, typically with 4 to 5 times more listings than Bloomington Normal. Yet even with more properties, Champaign has only received a few citizen complaints related to them.
It's my understanding that we have a lively scene, but it's not overwhelming.
That's Ben Leroy, the associate planner for the City of Champaign's Planning and Development Department.
We have not been either flooded with complaints from angry neighbors, nor have we been besieged by a bunch of people who, you know, keep wandering to the city asking, hey, do you license this, or what do I need to do as an Airbnb?
He says Champaign City staff is now exploring options for licensing, regulating, and possibly taxing short-term residential units, with plans to bring a menu of options to their city council. He says collecting local hotel taxes is doable, but it may be burdensome on staff resources. They could also try to work out a tax remittance agreement with Airbnb directly, like the state did, though he says that's a less transparent option. Another option is to just not collect the taxes at all.
There are trade-offs there, so our job as staff is to dig into those trade-offs, present them to the city council, and ultimately, yeah, it's council's decision about which path they want to pursue.
One reason municipalities are slow to enact restrictions is that any monitoring or inspection regimen would be a nightmare because there are so many Airbnb listings. That's according to Peter Tomaris, a veteran of the Champaign-Urbana and statewide hotel scenes, who now works as a hotel consultant.
Even though municipalities everywhere are looking at it, they're just not getting around to doing anything about it.
The Airbnb issue is similar to one faced by Bloomington and Normal governments in 2015, when they began regulating ride-sharing businesses like Uber and Lyft. They created an annual fee for a so-called transportation network company, or TNC license, allowing TNCs to do their own background checks and vehicle safety inspections. Now is the time to enact regulation on home sharing, says Ray Cerisa, president of the Bloomington Normal Hotel and Lodging Association.
60 Airbnb listings, that's 60 hotel rooms. They're taking away 60 hotel rooms from us. Now, Airbnb is not going away, just like Uber and Lyft aren't going away, but we recognize that, and all we ask is that they play by the same rules that the hotels have to.
Steve Heisler of Normal said comparing his ranch-style home to a hotel is apples to oranges. Heisler and his wife, Kathy, travel a lot, so they rent out their house 6 to 8 months out of the year. They don't accept any one-night bookings or corporate visitors via State Farm or Country Financial, and they want out-of-town travelers who stay at least 2 nights.
They didn't know about the short-term demand in Bloomington Normal. I was blown away by it. So it was very successful from day one.
I spoke to Heisler by phone from Washington State, where he's staying at an Airbnb at the base of Mount Rainier. I asked him why Bloomington Normal visitors choose Airbnb when there's a glut of local hotel rooms. They're getting cheaper and cheaper.
We're dog friendly, which is huge, where a lot of hotels, most hotels, are not dog friendly. So that is a big plus for me. I think the hominess, we have a full kitchen with all the gadgets and appliances that some people have actually baked when they come to the house. So I don't say we're competing with hotels because they get the overnight traffic, they get the business traveler. I don't want that kind of person. So I'm offering something that their traditional hospitality, they're not offering. Not that they couldn't, but they just, I don't know, they're not willing or they're not creative enough.
Bloomington Normal hotels are struggling with low occupancy rates, which Ray Cerisa pegged at a dismal 44% this spring. He says short-term rentals like Airbnb were one of the reasons. Rachel Iverson of Bloomington disputes that. She rents out her home up to 5 days a month and uses Airbnb as a guest twice a year. She says it's cheaper to travel that way, and she likes how her hosts become a built-in guide for the trip.
Airbnb kind of has a culture. People who are willing to open their house to strangers, it takes a certain kind of person. And so I really enjoy getting to meet people through the experience of staying in their house.
A bigger reason for those low occupancy rates, she thinks, is all the new hotels that have opened up in the past several years, like the Hyatt Place in Uptown and the Radisson in North Normal.
It's not the same people that are staying in hotels or staying for Airbnb. So I know that it does impact somewhat, but not nearly like in any significant way, especially in a small town area like Bloomington Normal. I mean, there's not a lot of listings here, and there's a lot of hotels, and I think there's a lot of other reasons why hotel occupancy rates are so low around here. he seemed to be just trying to throw Airbnb under the bus.
For now, Airbnb guests and hosts and those hotels are waiting to see if local governments take that first step toward regulation. I'm Ryan Denham.